T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Brian Kenny. He is a host, and he's now also an author, as he wrote the book Ahead of the Curve: Inside the Baseball Revolution. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning. Terrific. Good to be with you.
Thanks for making some time for us. And you're trying to, if I got this right about your book, you're trying to make all the baseball fans rethink the way they look at the stats and the way they analyze the game of baseball.
Well, yes. And I think just analyze everything, the way you look at everything and the things that you take for granted. And I think baseball is a fascinating test case for all things.
Well, one of the things that you talk about in the book is now the win. Here's a stat that's been looked at, and it's kind of going by the wayside in Major League Baseball. How do you look at the starting pitcher or the reliever in the victory that they take after a game?
Well, I think it's just an anachronism. You know, the American League, when it came about from about 1910 to 1919, did not have wins recorded for individual pitchers. This was in 1910 when they said, why are we giving this win to one individual on the team when he could have pitched very poorly? Like, what are we doing? Now, eventually, that kind of tradition won out because it simplifies things, and we think it lends order to the proceedings. I mean, that's why we have statistics, because we think this, you know, gives us some order to all the chaos. And yet, when you really examine it, and I've run the numbers, and they're all in the book, you think that, well, there's going to be some hard luck starts here and there, but when you pitch well, you get a win. And it's just absolutely not the case.
Brian, I couldn't agree with you more on the win stat. Case in point, would you rather have a guy who gives up 9 runs over 9 innings, but he gets bailed out with 10 runs and gets the win, or the guy who gives up 1 run over 9 innings, but because he gets no run support, he gets the loss? You'd obviously rather have the guy giving up 1 run. As you evaluate the game today, which metrics jump out to you as ones teams should be focusing a little bit more on rather than perhaps wins?
Well, I think, look, you can start with, if you're a general fan, ERA has been around since 1910, earned run average. That's what the American League used in 1910. That's fine. I'm not getting into some deep calculus. Just, you know, how many innings did you pitch? How many runs did you allow? Now, I'd rather just runs allowed. You know, not, I think you're responsible for all your runs. Not solely responsible. Absolutely, there's a defense behind you. But you really have to just look at the whole, you know, the whole list of things and answer your questions. You know, ask the question, how good is this pitcher? You would start by looking at, well, how many innings? How many runs? Beyond that, okay, what's his fielding independent pitching? You know, how many strikeouts? How many walks? That's what he's most responsible for. How many home runs does he allow? Then beyond that, okay, now let's look at the new stats with exit velocity. Is he inducing weak contact when the ball is hit? And then look at his stuff. How is it moving? How often is he missing bats? So there's a lot of things to look at. Just, you know, ask the questions and then try to find the answers. And in this day and age, with StatCast, with PitchFX and HitFX, you can get all sorts of, you know, very accurate answers that are much better than ERA. And again, forget wins, like wins and losses, like so far out there that it's really telling you very little.
One of the best in the business, Brian Kenny from the MLB Network, joining Roxy, Joe, and Lowe here on 95.7 The Game. Which teams in Major League Baseball right now do you think are doing the best job of interpreting new age data and then putting it together in their scouting, evaluations, and on the field?
Well, I think the team at the forefront that went whole hog into it are the Houston Astros. You know, they're the grand sabermetric experiment. They went into it without any apology, saying, oh, this is what we're doing. And that, I have a whole chapter on Sig Madol, who is their director of decision sciences. And the fact that they even have a director of decision sciences is, you know, of course, hilarious. And they issued it out in a press release. So that was the Astros' way, their general manager, Jeff Luhnow's way, of saying, yeah, we're doing this. say whatever you want. Beyond that, the Tampa Bay Rays have been at the front of this for a long, long time. And there's been plenty of other teams. Obviously, Theo Epstein, Chicago Cubs, the Cleveland Indians for many, many years. But the largest analytics staff probably belongs to the New York Yankees. And the Kansas City Royals have an analytics staff. And obviously, the San Francisco Giants have an analytics staff. And while we're doing it, while we're in the area, obviously, Billy Beane was at the vanguard of all this and was a rogue operative doing this on his own for many years in Major League Baseball.
Well, Brian, there was some big news off the field in baseball yesterday talking about stats and analytics. Former Cardinals director of scouting Christopher Correa was handed down a sentence for their hacking into the Astros database. And you talked about the Astros being at the forefront here at Sabermetrics. What were your thoughts when this punishment was handed out to Christopher Correa yesterday?
Well, you know, I had to say I was stunned. You know, look, I know this is proprietary information. The Astros take it very seriously. It has to be, you know, forbidden within the game of baseball. But for the guy to get nearly 4 years in prison, I'm thinking, I mean, I was joking. I said, even I don't think the Astros information is that good. it's just stunning. It's like, wow, does this guy need to be in prison? I was just absolutely stunned. And I know there are those who are in, you know, who are deal with corporate espionage and information, say, hey, wait a second, this is stealing, and this is the modern way of stealing, and why does you have to go easy on white-collar criminals? And yet I'm thinking, that guy probably doesn't have to get behind bars. You know, I don't know, that's just my feeling. 4 years seems like an inordinately long period of time.
Emmy Award-winning broadcaster and host on the MLB Network, Brian Kenny, who's the author of a new book that is out ahead of the curve inside the baseball revolution. And one of the other things, Brian, that I really found interesting in preparing to talk to you about this is your theory on don't ever sign a big money free agent.
Yeah, I started doing this study when Albert Pujols, Prince Fielder, and Jose Reyes hit the free agent market. That was 2011, and we were just starting to do a show called Clubhouse Confidential on MLB Network. And I mean, think of those three free agents right now. Think of, like, do you want these guys? And at the time, now, just go back a couple of years, 2011. What were your thoughts then? Pujols was seen as, like one of the greatest players in history. Mm-hmm. Prince Fielder was this great slugger. Jose Reyes was this exciting shortstop. And even just a few years later, you look at all three and say, whoa, I'm glad they're not my problem. And once you know this, and once you know, yeah, this is the way it always works, with the exception of very young free agents like A-Rod, you know, oddly enough, his $252 million free agent contract, which was ridiculed, turns out to be the best free agent signing ever in terms of production. But on the by and large, if you just stay away from these, you know, just do not do them, you'll be much better off as an organization.
Well, Brian, we're a couple of weeks away from the trade deadline. The assumption is both teams in this market, the Giants, the A's, will be active. What do you foresee with the two ball clubs?
Well, yeah, one's selling and one's buying. It's funny, I'm doing an essay today for MLB Now. We'll be on 1 o'clock your time, and I'm just doing an examination of the Yankees, you know, big three. And they probably are the best three, you know, the best back end of the bullpen in the history of the game. And I know there's a lot more strikeouts now than ever. It's at an all-time high. So I'm not saying these guys are the greatest ever, or the greatest strikeout pitchers ever, but they are actually the greatest strikeout pitchers ever in terms of volume, not including the context. And that is, those are balls that are not getting into play. And it just depends on how much you're willing to give up. Aroldis Chapman is a rental. Dellin Betances is just starting his arbitration years. And Andrew Miller has two more years left. So it's really a mix and match. Like, how much are you willing to give up? Which guy do you want? And that's, of course, if the Yankees are selling. But realize, these three guys, their strikeout percentages, they're three of the top five of all time. Like, do you realize that? Three of the top five of all time in terms of percentage. And with Andrew Miller, I'm cooking the books a little bit. I'm just using his relief numbers. Uh-huh. But that is what he is now. Think of three of the top five of all time on one team. I think everybody could use one of those guys.
Yeah, they certainly could help the back end of the bullpen, which has been a sore issue for the Giants, especially as of late. And they're probably going to be active in trying to get help for the bullpen, maybe not necessarily the big splash move and get a closer, or like the guys you're talking about, Brian. But I would assume that Bobby Evans, the Giants GM, they're going to be active. They're going to have to bolster that bullpen.
And not only that, when you give Bruce Bochy a good, effective reliever, especially a left-hander, you know, it's an exponential weapon because he knows just how to use these guys. It's really, I would actually make it, and I'm just thinking of this now as we're talking about it, I would actually make it more of a point of emphasis because the Giants have a manager who is so good at utilizing those guys. It's an exponential effect if you can get him more talent in the pen.
Well, where can the fans pick up the book when they want to get a hold of it?
It's everywhere. It's on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. I'll be at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony this weekend. Going to be talking up at the Hall of Fame. So I know it's a far trek for people out on the West Coast and everything, but you know, induction weekend is a blast. So I'm getting it out there, but it's all over the place, and I'm on Twitter, Mr. Brian Kenny, and you can just find it there. And I've enjoyed is like a lot of mainstream fans really like it, like not hardcore into sabermetrics like we are, like, you know, hardcore fans like you are, guys in the business.
Mm-hmm.
That people who are fans who, you know, don't want to study and, you know, like work at the numbers night in, night out. But I just try to bring the logic to the game, and it's been very gratifying that people are responding to it.
Well, the book, it came out a few weeks ago, Simon & Schuster pushing it. And Brian Kenny, the author, of course, also a broadcaster on MLB Network. Appreciate your time this morning, Brian. Thank you so much.
All right. Good talking to you guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.